In 2013, Dr. Noriko Okamoto and Patrick J. Killing, out of curiosity in their area of expertise in protists to answer evolutionary questions, compared and analyzed structures of an ancient protist. The ancient protist has structures that act as hands and legs, which the two descendants have inherited. One inherited hands that helped them invade into host's body, and the other inherited legs that helped them move. So, what are these species? Noriko explained that dinoflagellates are a big group of protists that is either photosynthetic, heterotrophic, or parasitic. They are very important in the environment because they are abundant, and the photosynthetic protists can cause dinoflagellate-related diseases, so they have an impact on the economy such as fishery. Apic complexans similarly are a big diverse group of parasitic protists, but possess a unique organelle involved in penetrating an animal cell. Motile structures such as flagella are present only in a certain gamete stage. This specific apic complexan P. pacifica was found from Boundary Bay, 40 minutes from UBC. If you are to look at both of them down on a microscope, what kind of differences would you be able to differentiate?
In most of apic complexans, like parasitic ones, they tend to glide but not swim, because they don't have flagella. Versus dinoflagellates, as the name suggests, it has flagellates. Yeah. So they swim, and apic complexans are not free living. So, and also parasite cell is typically really reduced, like smaller, because they are very streamlined to the life, that they get nutrients from the host and then divide as many times as possible. That's their goal. But versus a free-living dinoflagellate, they have to be versatile to changing environment. Sometimes, you know, when it's cold and when it's warmer, the metabolism inside is different, or chemical environment is different for them. So they have more complex structure and a more genetic resource they have.
How did you do your study?
How did I do my study? Go to the beach, get the sample, and then bring back to the sample, then pick up single cell, and then culture in a media, wait, and then when the culture come up, do the microscopy, you know, light microscopy, SEM, TEM, whatever, and do the molecular analysis, and then check out where in the tree of life that organism place. That is actually start point. Then you can go on to like TEM tomography or cell biology, or you know, further molecular study. But
now, what can we do with this information? The findings support that the apical complex was a branch of flagellar apparatus that was removed in dinoflagellates as a part of evolutionary process. Therefore, this hints at the possible common ancestry between the two groups. With this information, we have asked Dr. Okamoto about the implications of our research, so stay tuned for our video.